Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father, and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Verse 5 of our epistle. You yourselves, like living stones, are being built up as a spiritual house to be a holy priesthood, to offer spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ. Where are you to offer spiritual sacrifices if you have no temple? The recipients of Peter's first epistle are people like the exiles from Jerusalem in the Old Testament, who are living in exile, diaspora, scattered abroad in such places as Pontus, Galatia, Cappadocia, Asia, and Bithynia. They have no temple built with human hands where they may present their offerings, ransomed by the blood of God's own Passover lamb. The temple has been rendered obsolete, as him who is both priest and victim has made the sacrifice that is sufficient for all eternity. Unlike those busy priests of Jerusalem's temple, our high priest has completed his work. His sacrifice never needs repeating. The shedding of his precious blood spells an end to the old liturgy of temple sacrifice. Not all the blood of beasts on Jewish altars slain can give the guilty conscience peace or take away the stain. But the blood of Christ redeems us, sets us free from condemnation. It is this Lord who has called you out of darkness into the splendor of his marvelous light. By his mighty word, he has made us to be sons of his Father. That means we are royalty, for we have the King of Kings and Lord of Lords as our brother. Everything that your brother won for you on the cross, he has bestowed on you in baptism. And that is why the apostle can say a bit later on in this epistle, baptism now saves you. In baptism, you were plugged into Jesus' death so that you might also share in his resurrection life. In baptism, you were made royalty, crowned with his love, and anointed to be a member of his royal priesthood. Peter calls this priesthood not only royal, but holy. That which is holy belongs to the Lord. You did not sanctify yourself. God made you holy when he took away your unholiness, that is, your sin, by forgiving it. God made you holy when he put his name on you and marked your body as the temple of his Spirit. Your baptism indeed is holy ground, for there God buried your sin in the grave of his Son. The empty tomb of the Son of God is big enough for all your sins. We are not grave robbers. We do not exhume what God has buried. What God has made holy, we do not contaminate. You are a holy priesthood, says the apostle. What does a holy priesthood do? We offer spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ. That is what priests do. They offer sacrifices. But where do you offer sacrifice if you have no temple? One Reformation scholar observed that Luther did not do away with sacrifice, but rather he relocated it. He took sacrifice out of the chancel, and he set it down right in the middle of the world. You see, spiritual sacrifices are bodily. That is, they have to do with the stuff of ordinary life, a life that is lived by faith in Jesus Christ and in love toward the neighbor, in those everyday places of life, in the family, on the job, in the congregation, in the community. In other words, it's the stuff of our calling, it's the stuff of vocation. And it's for that reason, then, that the Apostle Paul says in Romans 12, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service. In the Old Testament, before a sacrifice could be made, the sacrificial victim had to be slaughtered. The temple resembled a packing house, and the priest a butcher. Paul's language must have shocked the original hearers of his letter, for he speaks of our bodies as living sacrifices. By the mercies of God, present your bodies not as a dead sacrifice, but as a living sacrifice. Living sacrifices. Because the death has already taken place. Jesus died for your sin. And by baptism into his death, you have died to sin. Dead to sin, we now walk in the newness of life as members of his royal priesthood. We offer our bodies as spiritual sacrifices. Priests do not live for themselves. They live as members of a priesthood, linked and tied to one another. And so we do not live for ourselves. We are not self-made. And contrary to the wisdom of this age, we are not the owners of our own bodies. We were bought with a price. The blood of the Son of God. He has sanctified us in body and soul to live for him as a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, his own special people. Living in him and for him, we proclaim the praises of him who has called us out of the darkness of sin and death to walk in the radiance of his light. There is no greater way to proclaim his praises than to receive with the amen of faith all that our Lord gives us in his gospel, and then to give ourselves to the needs of the neighbor in love and mercy. You see, that is where you offer sacrifices. If you have no temple. And now to him who loved us and washed us from our sins by his own blood and has made us kings and priests to his God and Father, to him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen.